Dear brothers and sisters, continuing our catechesis for this year of faith, we now consider the unfolding of God's self-revelation and his saving plan. The scriptures show us its development in the history of Israel, especially in the events of the Exodus and the establishment of the covenant. Down the centuries, Israel cherished and celebrated the memory of these saving events, and so the prophets learned to look forward to a new and eternal covenant destined for all mankind. The one divine plan realized gradually in human history culminated in the coming of Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of God. In this Advent season, we are invited to contemplate this progressive revelation of God's saving plan and to realize that in Christ God continues to draw near to us. Amidst these distractions, the superficiality of our world, may we learn in faith, hope, and love to recognize and bear witness to his presence, radiating in our lives the light and joy which fills the stable of Bethlehem. I offer a cordial welcome to the newly professed sisters of the Missionaries of Charity. Thank you. My greeting also goes to the group of visitors from Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Upon all things, speaking pilgrims present to this audience, I invoke God's blessings of joy and peace. Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Et hoc in saeculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui feci caelum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.